shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Welcome to a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and the most important facet of this program, we go places other talk shows wish they could take you, but they can't. And as a result, of course, the hosts of those programs, the producers of those programs, many of the listeners of those programs tend to drift over to our show, and even though they're drifting... they wind up here and listen to us every night. We're here until 1, as I mentioned, and 4 on the East Coast. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And one other very important piece of information, that our website is philhendryshow.com, because you can't get anywhere in this world any longer without having some kind of a web presence. And I would, if you have not availed yourself of a backstage pass from our website, I really strongly recommend that you do, because here's the story. We have full radio shows there that go back 13 years. We have a live video of our show every night, Phil TV in HD, which we are showing right now. And that's the beautiful El Pacifico behind me, the Channel Islands that our viewers are watching. And that's where we broadcast from, the El Pacifico here on the California coast. There's also... other goodies, webisodes, we have TV shows, we have pilots, all kinds of things at philhendryshow.com, so become a backstage pass member. Plus, today, all of our legacy CDs were uploaded for download. So if you were thinking of buying one of our legacy CDs, best of CDs, including the 1994 Best of Phil Hendry when we were in Miami, it's all there for download, so you don't have to wait for it to be mailed if you don't want to. If you do want the hard copy, you can get that, because some people like to collect it. So it's at philhendryshow.com. Margaret Gray will be joining us here in a moment. She is at an event, a jazz club in town, where one of the young musicians that she has promoted in her column is debuting tonight. But we're going to talk about something that's very close to home for her. And it just so happens that in the news, Lindsay Lohan's Playboy pictorial is going to, as they say in the publishing business, drop early. What that means is it's going to be released early, according to Hugh Hefner, the publisher, because several of those photos were leaked online. And following the recent leak of those photos, that means the powers that be at Playboy have decided to move up the issue's release date so that... the real good shots, obviously the magazine shots, will be seen because I think Perez Hilton actually had those in his column, whatever that, when I say column, his online column, PerezHilton.com, I think he actually had those. Margaret Gray with us at the L Club in Hollywood. Margaret, how are you doing?
I'm very good, Phil, thank you. And on stage right now is Rachel Dunn, one of the singers that we love. She's a little bit restrained tonight, but you're right. We were over here for Todd Capel's debut this evening, a great guitar player. And Frank's a big jazz fan, so we're very happy to be here.
Tell me about what's happening in your home. Your son, Jason J. Delmonico, which is his stage name, did a photo shoot, didn't he?
Yes. We had never really had Jason doing these before. He's an actor. And by that I mean he has been in commercials as well as small parts in television shows and one or two films. But we've never really been all that crazy about the print ad world or the model world. But we were enticed by one particular company. It's a new company, and they do sportswear and they do undergarments for young men. It's a company called VG. It's a very athletic-oriented company, so that boys who are adolescent, and I'm talking about boys that are 11 years of age to 15, they sell sweats, they sell sweatpants, they sell a lot of the athletic equipment, Frank, right?
Athletic supporters.
Yeah, a lot of the athletic equipment, and they also have a line of young men's brief underwear. So Jason J. went to this casting, or not casting call, but it was basically an audition, and they got some pictures, and they decided to offer us, on his behalf, a limited contract to use his image in 3 or 4 photos, I think, for a series of ads that they were going to be doing online on some of the gaming sites and this sort of thing. So 1 or 2 of these photos got leaked.
Okay, that's what I was hearing, that somebody at the school?
Well, Susan Munson, who is the principal at our school, got a copy of a photo from this photo shoot that my son did and immediately emailed me and asked me to come into the school. I said, well, what do I need to come in for? She said, well, I'm very, quote, disturbed by one of the photos. And I said, one of the photos? She said, well, I'm actually the entire photo series I don't like. And I said, well, Susan, I'm very, very sorry, but I'm his mother.
What was the photo that was in question? Or you say there was more than one photo?
There was more than one photo that she didn't like. One of the photos that she didn't like, and you can imagine the kind of mind you have to, I didn't say anything to her, but I said to Frank, I don't know what kind of mind she has to go to this place with this picture, but it was a picture of my son wearing the brief underwear, and he was looking back over his shoulder. So it was as if he was in the middle of changing, or he was going about his morning wearing a pair of a boy's briefs, and he's looking back over his shoulder at the camera.
So the view of him is from the back?
The view of him is from the back, exactly. But again, Phil, this is a 14-year-old boy. So for the female principal of my son's school to immediately go to this very, very dark place when she looks at that, I had real concerns, Frank, and you did too?
I thought it was a little weird.
And I said to her, all right, I looked at the picture, Susan, can you tell me what's wrong with it? And she pretended to be shocked, or maybe she was, and she said, you don't see it. I said, see what? My son is in this photograph. He's wearing a pair of the young boy's briefs that this company advertises. He's looking back over his shoulder. And she said, right there. She said to me, I think that has a suggestive connotation. And I couldn't help it. I said, my God, what kind of a mind? What kind of a mind goes to that place of, and Phil, all I can call it is it's a place of dirt. And
well, I mean, to be fair, was she looking at this picture? Because if I think of a picture of a 14-year-old boy looking back over his shoulder, the first question I ask myself is, why did the photographer pose him that way? You know,
they want, Phil, you have to understand something. They want to get the look of these briefs. They want to get the look of the wear that they're selling. So you have the front, you have the side, you have the back. How do you show the back without photographing the back of the model? All right.
Okay, I can understand that, but why is the boy, why was he asked to look back over his shoulder?
It is a natural human movement. I'm beginning to think I'm talking to the headmistress again.
No, I want to see your side on this. I really do, Margaret, but I'm listening to you, and I'm asking, you know, because that's not the only part of the photo that was not acceptable. Is that right?
Oh, well, she had a number of comments. I said to Frank, Frank came down to the school, and I said, I don't know where this woman was raised, and I don't know what's wrong with her mind, but I really, really, really think she's got a serious problem. She didn't like the photo. What was the... Oh, there was a picture, the same picture, and Jason J. has his thumbs hooked in the elastic band of the underwear. So he's looking back over his shoulder, and he has his thumbs hooked in the elastic band. And I said to her, what is the problem there? And she looked at me like I was stupid. And she said, I think that is highly suggestive. And I said, where does your mind go when you're not at school? Where do you stay in this place of sewage? And that's when we had words.
I had to separate them almost.
Well, I mean, does your mind go to a place of sewage? I think the teacher's going to react to that, isn't she?
Well, Phil, I don't know. All I think if she's got a guilty conscience, yes. But
well, why does the boy have his thumbs hooked into his elastic?
It's a natural pose. It's a tough guy pose. It's a macho pose. There is nothing suggestive about it. I'm very, very disturbed by this woman, and I have to be honest with you, Phil. You know, as I come on your program this evening, I'm a little bit disturbed that you are not...
You might can see our side a little bit, Phil. Let me take the phone.
How you doing, Frank?
I'm better than Custer. How you doing, young man?
Good.
Let me explain. When Jason J. did this photo shoot, we felt that she was in good hands, and we still do, and she did the shots, and the teacher, they leaked it online, and these are meant for an underwear commercial of some kind. And the boy was standing there looking over her shoulder, and the teacher, this Miss Munson, thought that this was a suggestive. Here, take the phone. I'm done.
Okay, all right, I understand all of that. Don't you think it's suggestive, you know?
I have to really question, where is your mind? That's all I'm asking you. Where is your mind that you think my son, my 14-year-old boy, would somehow consent to some cheap come-on to a pedophile?
No. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that child in any way, shape, or form consented to anything like that. I'm saying, isn't it possible? And I'm not saying that it did happen. Isn't it possible? Because I haven't seen the pictures, you know?
Well, I'm amazed that you haven't, because they got leaked online. What time, Frank? This afternoon around 2 o'clock.
All right. I didn't see them. I'm just saying, isn't it possible this child was manipulated into some kind of a pose? You see the picture. What do you think?
I think anyone that sees something sexual in it needs a doctor. They need a psychiatrist. And I said so to Susan Munson. I said, you know something? It's very interesting. But I really think you need a psychiatrist. And that's when she asked Frank and I to leave. So...
All right, let's take a break here. I'm sorry that you're having that kind of a problem with the school where your son goes. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we're talking here with Margaret Gray and Frank Gray about a photo shoot that their son did. Their son is an actor, and he did a photo shoot for an underwear brand. One of the photos got leaked online, and apparently it is a photo that the school found fault with. The kid is... somehow posing in a provocative way, at least in their opinion. You've heard Margaret, and we'll describe the picture again when we come back. But if you have comments, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. Phil Hendry Show.
Can I get some water, please, or something, Frank? Bring me a drink.
Yeah, right away.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Margaret Gray and Frank Gray joining me here from Hollywood, California this evening as they've attended a benefit, kind of a coming out or a debut concert for a jazz guitar player that they support. But we're talking about their son, Jason J. Delmonico, appearing in a series of photographs for a underwear brand called VG, and it's a adolescent male underwear, you said, Margaret?
Yes, their target are the target is 11 to 15 year old boys. Yes.
And so it's a very athletic
they do an awful lot of branding with video games and this kinds of things. So yeah, it's very innocent. And when Susan Munson called me and she said she saw one of these photos that had leaked, and it shows Jason J. Delmonico looking back over his shoulder with his thumbs hooked into the elastic on the waistband. And she said that she thought it was inappropriate and that it was sexual. And I said, you know those were illegally leaked online. She said, yes, it was emailed to her. And I've got a lot of questions about a woman that her mind is so, I swear, Phil, I think her mind is warped.
You don't see anything in this woman's demeanor or in her concern.
No, I don't think it's concern. I think it's a sick, sick, twisted woman that wants to see sex in everything. I'll even go so far as to say I think she licks her lips a little bit when she takes the picture.
I told you not to say.
I'm sorry.
All right, hold on, because we don't want to get you sued, you know.
No, she's not going to sue me.
All right. Well, the school, though, may have the money to do it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Jimmy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray.
Yes. Hey, good evening. I was
good
calling
evening.
To comment. And how you doing?
Yes.
I was coming to comment on, you know, the issue with the photos.
Yes.
Being
uh-huh.
of the age My that, son. Being of the age that your son is. I think I can see that you're being a little inappropriate from putting his hand, his thumb inside his underwear. It's not like he's wearing a pair of jeans. You know, I think that's, I can see where she's coming from, but she went a little too much detail of the photo, but it's a little
inappropriate. Well, I don't know what's inappropriate about it because the boy is simply, he's assuming a kind of a cowboy pose. And, in other words, I think you have to be looking for the sex. And Shirley Munson, who thinks she's pretty special, she's been sticking her finger in my chest for a long time. She's been trying to provoke something with me. So that's what I see this as. You know, because
yes,
I don't know how you get sex. He's tugging his underwear down a little bit. And
no, wait, you didn't say that. What do you mean he's tugging his underwear down?
As if he's going to get changed, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that sounds a little inappropriate for a child and how everything, how this world going, everything going on in this world like this minute, is. I think that's a little inappropriate.
Well, when do we? Let me ask you a question, sir. Yes, of course. Let me ask you a question. When do we just let children be children, and we stop dictating their behavior based upon what Shirley Munson thinks, some sick woman who runs my child's school? And
Shirley, I think you're giving that woman a lot of bad. I mean, she's concerned about your son, and
yes, she thinks my son is some kind of a prostitute. I don't know what she thinks. Don't you think that makes up my son out to be a whore?
No, I think she's very concerned about the photos that was taken of your son.
The fact that the boy is, if the boy's got his thumbs in his elastic band, just as this gentleman pointed out, and now he's tugging his underwear down.
He's changing his, oh my God, are you kidding? He's changing his clothes.
You know that there's pedophiles out there, right?
Of course I do, Phil. I don't let that dictate my life. Do you?
I don't let it dictate my life when it pertains to my kids. I'm not going to have my child pose for something like that.
I just want to be very clear. Are you and this gentleman calling me some kind of a perv? Are you calling me some kind of a manipulative stage?
Oh, no, ma'am. Not at all, ma'am.
Are you saying that I'm putting my son in harm's way? I would never do that.
What I'm saying is that I would have my child taking a photo with his tugging on his underwear. That's
yes.
And like Phil was saying, that it's more of perverts out here than anything in this world. And
well, what is wrong with the picture? Tell me. What is wrong with it? Tell me. I don't know what you're saying.
He should have his hands in his underwear, taking a photo in on the photo shoot.
I got a note here that one of the photos that leaked, Margaret, was a front view, right?
Yes.
And in the front view photo, your son has his thumbs hooked into his underwear as well.
Oh my God! The two of you really need to get your minds right. This is a boy wearing underwear. He's going to go out and play baseball. And
the picture is of him with his thumbs hooked in the underwear, pulling the underwear down a little bit, and staring up underneath the bangs on his hair. Who brushed his hair like that?
I think the photographer did. What are you trying to say?
Oh, come on. He doesn't wear his hair with his bangs hanging down and he's looking up. That's a shot that girls... Boy.
Bill, I'm going to give you 5 more minutes, and you really better get your mind cleaned up. I think you need to clean your mind almost as if you'd scrub a filthy tub.
No, I don't think so. Thank you, Jimmy, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Is that an inappropriate
Phil
photo?
Phil Henry.
Clean your mind up like a dirty toilet.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number, and on the line with me is Margaret Gray and Frank Gray from the L Club in Hollywood. But tonight what we're talking about mostly is a photo shoot that her son did, Jason J. Delmonico, and this was a photo shoot for an underwear brand called VG, which was, you guys signed the deal for your son. And you were at the photo shoot, weren't you, Margaret?
I absolutely was at that photo shoot. You better believe it. I go everywhere with my son when he works professionally. He's underage, and we don't have a nanny, and we don't do that. We don't play that game. So, yes, I was there. And let me tell you something, Phil. I'm really offended when I have a teacher, this principal, call me and say to me, "Did you see these pictures?" And I said to her, "I was there, Susan. I was at the photo shoot." And then she says, "Well, I don't know if you saw the pic." I said, "Do you want me to say it again? I was there." She says, "Do you know that your son posed looking over his shoulder, showing his backside with his thumbs in his underwear and this and that?" I said, "I most certainly do. What are you getting at?" She said, "Well, I think it's very suggestive." And that's when I asked her, I said, what pit of filth do you wallow in when you get home?"
Boy, that woman, that's a hell of an insulting thing to say to someone who's simply concerned about your son.
I'm the boy's mother. If she had a concern about the well-being of my son, she knows me well enough to know she can call me up and she can ask me questions. She doesn't need to dictate to me how I live my life, what I do with my son, what my son does with his thumbs.
Do you think a photograph of your son staring up through his bangs at the camera and pulling the front of his underwear down is appropriate?
My God, Phil, he's a 14-year-old boy, and he's playing cowboy, and it's just what boys do as they're getting undressed or dressed.
Okay, so that's what we want to show, a 14-year-old boy getting undressed,
They're not showing anything.
They're not showing anything.
I understand that, Frank. I know they're not showing anything. These photographs are not intended for kids. They're intended, I think, for adults.
Well, they're intended for adult females, because guess who buys the underwear for the sons? Their mothers. Not their pervert pedophile on the street. Their mothers.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about, and this has been a topic of discussion for a lot of people, the inappropriate nature of photographs taken of young people when they're advertising clothing. Let's go over to Rhonda on the Phil Henry Show. Rhonda, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Yes, ma'am.
The first thing I wanted to say was, when I originally started listening to this story, my first thought was that photographs and art is normally subjective to whomever is looking at it. And I thought, the school really has no place having a voice. I certainly want
to. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me finish, however.
Well, I'm agreeing with you.
But the more that I heard this lady speak, especially when she spoke about him tugging his underwear down, you are really like his worst enemy. You're not an advocate. You actually are exploiting your son. The more you talk about this, the more you are you shed a negative light on this. It's just amazing to hear you speak
about
it.
Well, now, let me say something, Rhonda. First of all, I don't know. I've been in the entertainment business myself. I was an actress and a singer. My husband is a producer as well as an entertainment attorney. And now my son is following in our footsteps. So I know what the entertainment world is and the world of imagery. What did I say that makes my son... You know, you understand that it's a very insulting thing to say to... I don't know if you're a mother or not.
I am a mother.
Well, how would you like it if I called you up and said, what you're doing is terribly destructive. I mean, my God. You know.
Well, Margaret, you're on the show talking about this, and we're taking phone calls, so it's going to happen. People are going to call in and give an opinion.
I did not anticipate being on a program where this woman who is the principal of my son's school, Munson, who licks her chops every time she sees my son.
You don't know that that's true. You don't know that that's true. That's a terribly, terribly slanderous thing. All right?
I don't know. Maybe I got the wrong radio show then. Go ahead. What are you trying to say?
Margaret,
I take my son and march him up and down. Why don't I take him out on the Hollywood Boulevard and have him pull his pants down to show all the men? Is that it?
But, Margaret, may I speak, please, Margaret? I have a five-year-old
it's
son.
Just, it's very hurtful.
May I speak? I have a five-year-old son, and there are things that he does naturally. For example, he gets out of a bathtub. That's what he does. You're speaking of things that are natural for a 14-year-old boy to do. There are things that my son does that are very natural. However, I wouldn't make that available for publication, simply with the argument that I'm not making this available to pedophiles. I'm using this for people to buy things. I don't do that because in doing
exactly.
so... It would still be exploiting my son. There are still people out there that would use that in a negative light, and I cannot take that risk with my child.
If your son is getting out of the bathtub, what product, may I ask, is he selling?
Shampoo.
It could be
body wash,
shampoo. It could be
towels.
Yeah.
Body wash. Excuse me, body wash. No offense, but isn't that a little gay?
Come on, grow up here, all right? We're talking about products.
Isn't it a little gay for a boy to be using body wash?
I don't know. Hear yourself sometimes.
Right.
You're
right.
A very crass person. You really are not an advocate for your position. You're really not.
Excuse me. This is my son. No one advocates for my son but me and
but you're
his
doing
father.
Such a poor job.
According to you, I've never in my life been talked to this way. This is fascinating.
Actually, not.
Well, Margaret, look. Let's get the. Let me just say this. Margaret, if you would just, no one's attacking your mothering. People are asking, you ask, and I want to give an opinion. I've given my opinion to you over the years. I'm not saying you're a bad mother. You come on my program to say certain things. I have to say, gee, maybe, because look at all the sick bastards there are in this world. Okay?
I've never bought body wash for my son. Next thing you know, what am I supposed to buy him? Oh my God. A dental dam?
Is that really relevant?
Wow.
Well, you were talking about products. A naked boy getting out of a tub. And,
man,
oh, brought to you by body wash.
You're entirely... You're
well,
paying
you
semantics
no,
now.
You've
I mean,
got a nude, no, you've got a nude point. Coming out of a tub. You've got a nude coming out of a tub, don't you?
Huh? No. We're not talking about I'm butting in a lot.
Yes, you are, Phil. You really are. You're taking this woman's side, and you're running your mouth... Are you laughing? Do I hear the woman laughing?
Yeah.
Are you laughing at me?
I am, ma'am. It's quite difficult not to because, honestly, you have the mentality of...
God.
Your mentality is just shocking.
What? How? In what way? I love my boy.
Well, you're so over
the
top that one has to question if you're doing this for attention. It really...
Do you think for one minute... that I would parade my son in an embarrassing situation like this. My boy has a career as well as a scholastic commitment at school. That child works very hard. I'm not going to put any more on him. I had this woman call my home, and I could almost hear it in her voice, and you've probably have heard it yourself. Oh, you know, I have these pictures of your son, and, you know, this and that, and I'm saying, Susan... You know, you sound like a dirty old slut. Get to the point.
Oh, my God.
Actually,
you got a really bad
question. Do I think you would do that to your son? Absolutely. Based on what you've just said and the number of times that you've announced that the photos have been leaked online, you bet I would, lady. because nobody in their right mind would go on a nationally syndicated radio show and do what you are doing right now and make that announcement for people to jump online, take a peek, everyone make it visible.
There you go. There you go. Yep.
You are exploiting your son. And, you know, I actually feel sorry for you, but that's okay.
You know, you don't need to feel sorry for me. We are a very close family. We are very well off, thank God, knock wood. My son is very intelligent. I'm simply saying, you know, sticks and stones can break my bones. Okay, you've heard that nursery rhyme. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to break my bones with your sticks and your stones.
Ma'am, I'm not trying to break your bones. And I wish the very best for your son. I hope he is not affected by this. But I can tell you that he will be affected by your mentality.
Should I call you Dr. Rhonda, or should I call you Dr. Laura?
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Margaret, you know, you would do much better, Margaret, if you would just, for one second, consider that people are saying this with the best of intentions, not to attack you. You're on the defensive. You know,
I'm not on the film. I'm simply saying that I'm not having my son stepping out of a tub, stark raving naked, saying, body wash, as this woman suggested.
No, she didn't. We were saying, is it appropriate for a kid to be coming out of a tub in a magazine ad? Kids get out of tubs. Kids get out of showers. Kids change their clothes. Would it be appropriate for you or any woman to be stark raving naked in a brassiere or a panty ad because women are naked? They get their clothes changed, you know.
Well, Phil, all I know is you've jumped in on this woman's behalf all through this phone call. This phone call has been the equivalent of me being slapped across the face while a woman stands there and watches you do it. I'm shocked. You know something? If I was there right now, I'd slap you, and then I...
All right, listen, Rhonda, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rhonda.
Thank you.
All right, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed myself.
Yeah, good luck to your son, too.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to him. He'll need it.
That's really stupid and crude. And anyway, Rhonda, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We've got to take a break here. You know, this lady's right. You are over the top because you won't give anybody any breathing space.
You are asking me to give people breathing space so they can call me a bad mother.
No, we're not. We're asking for breathing space so we can explain that maybe in this world that we live in, having children doing underwear ads where their thumbs are in the elastic, where they're looking provocatively over their shoulder, where...
He was that right there. Right there, you hold your horses. You know something? I'm in a jazz club. Frank, can we get out of here? There is a woman singing right now, and she's doing a song that I really love, and she is destroying it. Are you listening to this, Frank?
Yeah, I hear it.
She is, it's almost, she's doing this. I love a man, and he loves me. It's like she's on heroin, you know?
I don't know.
She sounds like she's on heroin.
Okay, Margaret, do you want to continue with the phone call, or do you want to go to the bandstand and...
To the bandstand? What did you say?
To the bandstand and tell this woman she stinks.
I'd like to do both.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. You go up there and tell her how rotten she's singing, and then come on back and pick up the phone. Is that okay? Hello?
Guess she put you on hold.
Boy, oh boy, it's like she's got her own radio show here, huh? We'll be right back on The Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray talking about her son, Jason J. Delmonico. And the millions of kids, well, maybe not millions, but thousands of kids who are a part of the advertising industry as models when they model underwear. Especially, some of these photographs are just flat not right. You know it, I know it. Ms. Gray, she loves her son, but she is not recognizing, I think, what's happening here. We'll be right back with more. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Take it one step at a time if you want.
All right, we'll take it one step at a time. You find out that your son is in a photo shoot. Back on the Phil Henry Show here, 877-876-PHIL with Margaret Gray. And did you go and tell that woman she stunk?
Her name is Cassidy, but I said I didn't say she stunk. I said, Cassidy, you're really taking a beautiful song. The song, Phil, is called You Woo Me.
And it's called what?
You Woo Me. It's an old standard, and I said to her, and I was being as tactful as I could, I said, you know what? You're really taking a beautiful song, and you're really destroying it forevermore for a lot of people. I said, I love that song, but listening to you destroy it means that I can never enjoy it again. I was trying to be as kind as I could. And
well, this is what I mean. All right, so let's start. Your boy does this photo shoot. He is photographed looking over his shoulder with his thumbs in his elastic. He's photographed from the front looking up through his bangs with his thumbs in the elastic. And then there's another one, you said.
There's another one. He's the one that they have of him is walking to a toilet. He's not looking at anyone. He's not suggesting anything.
He's just walking to a toilet.
Well, this is what I mean, Phil. You have got to have some filth. You don't. Either you've got gray matter, a brain, or you have filth where your brain used to be. What are you thinking?
What am I supposed to think of the kids walking toward a toilet?
That he's going to go and sit on it and do what boys do. Are you trying to tell me now that that's sexual?
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
Are you trying to tell me, Phil?
Hold on, because I've got to get some phone calls in here, and I can't continue having this just one-sided conversation. Here is Jeff on the Phil Henry Show. Jeff, go ahead. You're on with Margaret Gray.
Yes, Margaret. You know, nobody ever mentioned sex but you. Now, you are exploiting your son.
No, I did not mention sex. The teacher at the school said it was inappropriate.
You're
don't even
hungry
listen,
for
do you?
Controversy, Margaret. You're hungry for controversy.
Oh, okay, doctor.
Why would you do this?
All right.
So you could stay here.
So
and let people tell
while
you
you're while you you're are. Towing cars out of no parking zones, you're getting your psychology degree. That's great.
You're a sick woman. You are a sick woman to let your son pose like that. You know the guy from Penn State that's getting arrested for molesting?
You know what your problem is? You're jealous that we're making money as a family in the entertainment business.
Jealous. Let me.
Are you listening, Margaret, to what the guy's saying? He's talking about Sandusky.
What about
Sandusky? He's probably got your son's picture on his computer right now. Probably touching himself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you email, well, obviously because you emailed it to him. Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's probably looking at your son right now. How does that make you feel?
So, after you emailed it to him.
No, I don't email. I'm sitting in a truck driving down the highway.
No, yes, you do.
I'm not a computer guy. I don't turn my computer on.
Oh, I see. Well, you're not smart, but you do know how to dial a telephone. You do know how to dial a telephone.
You're hungry for controversy.
You're hungry for attention. You're calling from your truck because you're lonely.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm sitting here on a highway in New England here. And
why don't you pull over? Why don't you go to a rest stop and find a boy?
Hey, Margaret, just because we're talking about this, you don't have to paint everybody with this brush. This man is making a point whether you like it or not. Are you looking for controversy?
No, I am. What kind of attention? That is negative controversy. That doesn't help business.
Well, why would you do that?
You're not looking.
I'm telling you that this was a photo that was leaked online, and I came on the show to explain. Because the teacher had called our home and had complained about the pictures. And she's got about as filthy a mind as you do.
I would complain too, Margaret.
I don't know.
It's a sick
what
world.
You're
it's
doing
a
out
sick
there.
World.
Oh,
why
God.
Would you exploit your son like that? The woman that just previously called, she was right 100%. It's a sick world out there. Why would you exploit your
woman,
son like that?
That I'm not exploiting. He's doing a print ad, which some children do.
Well, he's doing a print ad. He's doing a print ad for an underwear company. And you've just said there are photographs that were taken of this kid that myself, many people that have called in, you know, all we're trying to say is, are you not considering the possibility? You know,
I'm considering the possibility that I've got a trucker calling me. What do they do at rest stops?
I talked to you a few weeks back about Joe there.
You guys cruise the restrooms.
I tell you what, you're just hungry for controversy. Why would you do that? if you didn't want attention. Any normal person.
What are you talking about? Are you an idiot or something? My son is a
bums in their underwear. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're trying to say. Hey, listen, Jeff, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. That's what we're talking about. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray.
Okay, Margaret Gray.
Did you get rid of that guy?
Yeah.
Is this the only son you have?
Yes.
Okay, I have three sons. I'm a retired trooper. And listening to you tonight, I think
what is that,
probably
a trooper?
Trying to
what
be,
is that?
Be
a highway patrolman.
I think you're trying to be his best sales agent, you know, his best promoting agent, but I think you're going about it a little bit wrong. If it was my 14-year-old son and I was on the radio talking about him like you are tonight, he'd be so embarrassed to go to school the next day, he'd be ashamed of me.
Well, it got leaked online. I mean, Jason J. Delmonico already knows that this is a controversial topic.
Margaret, you're doing your son an injustice, okay?
The dirty old whore that runs the school.
Boy, oh boy, the dirty old whore.
Your vocabulary is so
bad. All right, hold on for a second, sir. Mike, you hang on the line, man. I'll be right back with you, okay? And we'll get back to your calls. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray with us on the photographs of her son being leaked online, posing in underwear for an underwear ad. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show. Very inappropriate.
Phil, you had to add that.